This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Feeling hemmed in by life in your cubicle? Why not watch someone else's in Russia? Loathe the parking garage? Well, you can spy on one in Japan. Ditto a pool in Spain, a living room in Antibes, or a kestrel's nest in Nebraska. The Opentopia website aggregates live webcams focused on really not much at all. It's kind of a true reality television. Normal-looking people, mundane settings, and completely unscripted. In fact, not much happens at all. So why are people watching? Hannah McBride wrote about Opentopia for Narratively. Hannah, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what kind of things can one see on Opentopia?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different things. One of my favorites actually is a laundromat, I think, because I spend time at a laundromat, and it's a laundromat in Japan. And everything is red, white, and blue, interestingly. So you just see kids coming in and out, people folding clothes. But you can do restaurants, park benches, intersections are kind of interesting because you can see the traffic come in and out. There's just a whole range of things to see.
I'm just looking at Opentopia right now, and I'm looking at the very laundromat. There's someone sitting down doing some work at a table, just watching the clothes go by. But do they know they're being watched or being seen?
Yeah, that's kind of the interesting part about it. So certain people who have them in their own homes, some of them do know that those are online and they're comfortable with that. But others, it's a little bit of a gray area. And the owner of the website, Fleming Funch, he is very open, Opentopia, very open in that way. If you have any problem with your camera being online, you didn't know that it was on there and you want it to be taken off, he's been very accommodating that way. But most people kind of like it. They get sort of the thrill of this kind of semi-celebrity status. People can see their day-to-day life on the internet.
Tell us more about Fleming Funch, which is not, I'm guessing, a pseudonym. He is actually, what, Danish? I can't recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is Danish. And yeah, that's his real name. He's a really interesting guy. So he kind of started working on the internet back when things were very open and the early days of Wikipedia even. So the site actually originally hosted a lot of material that was open source stuff. And then he came across this webcam idea, set it up, and that really took off. It was kind of this sweet spot in the internet's history where people were wanting access to things and not really worrying as much about the kind of privacy implications.
And is his interest just that openness?
Yeah, his interest is that openness. I mean, he really enjoys this sort of social aspect of the internet. He talks a lot about the internet park bench and it would just being a place for people to watch the same thing at the same time. I was speaking to him about sort of where he thought the site could go in the future, and he is interested in having, you know, a camera on a public square in Egypt to see if there's a protest going on. You can tune into that camera and see what's actually happening. So his is much more about being able to explore different places. And I think you sort of, in this industry or in this part of the internet, you take what is available. And what has been available has been a mixture of those things and then other things that you kind of couldn't have predicted. One of the ones he talked about that was really interesting is there used to be a camera that was in an operating room in Russia.
Wow.
And you could see it was meant for medical students, but anyone could see it. And it was like fascinating, but also horrifying.
I guess that was one he was asked to take down.
Yeah. Well, I should ask him. I don't know if he was asked to take it down or it just sometimes they go offline.
Well, it's so funny because, you know, I remember reading about this program that got really popular, television program that got really popular mm-hmm. in Norway about chopping, burning, stacking wood, and then this kind of like 8 hours of just burning wood. I mean, this is pretty mundane stuff. Is that
right.
What you're talking about when you're talking about this paradox of data availability?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what was interesting to me. I originally got fascinated by the site just by what you could see, but then also at how normal all of it was. It was like, okay, here's a woman sitting at her computer watching television and like emailing her friends. I've done that many evenings, you know. I don't think it's particularly compelling, but to have that sort of life that's similar in some way, but not being able to actually know the person, not interacting with them, but just watch, is kind of interesting. I think what's different about data availability is how much control people feel they have over it. If you control it and you know that people are watching you, in some ways that's freeing. And I think Susan Dennis, who's one of the main people we interviewed, she said something to that effect. She goes, I know that it's up there. If I want to turn it off, I can. But for the most part, it doesn't bother me that this is out there. I don't have anything to hide, that sort of thing.
Well, I have to say, you know, after initially thinking, wow, what a banal thing to do, I got completely drawn into the botanic gardens in Emilia-Romagna, Italy.
Oh, totally.
There are loads in Russia, offices, parking lots. So right. Fascinating to spy. You know, I guess that's what it is. We're actually spying. But how is this different from something like chat roulette, for example, which came and went so quickly because it turned into a sort of cruising or tinge with sexuality kind of tool?
Right. Yeah. So I wrote the story for the site Narratively, and they each week they have a theme. And the theme that I was working with was espionage and surveillance. So I definitely came at Opentopia with that in mind, like, oh, this is spying on people, that sort of thing. But the more I got into it, it is sort of fascinating for people to be able to do something and not be also watched. So you can go and people watch, sit on a bench in a park, but you're part of that scene because other people are also watching you. They could be doing the same thing. And I think what's interesting about it is this one way to do it. I mean, chat roulette is something that they're watching you and you're watching them. So there's still that element of exchange. This is definitely a passive form of observation. So it can't get quite as intimate as quickly. I think you have little control over what you're seeing, but you're just there to witness it.
Well, Hannah, it is absolutely fascinating. I'm certainly hooked. Thank you so much for bringing the story to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hannah McBride is a freelance writer who reported on Opentopia for Narratively. She also edits for Nowhere magazine. You can find a link to read her article on Opentopia at wordofmouthradio.org.